You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
In just days, the Ada County Courthouse is going to be brimming with reporters, brimming with spectators trying to catch a glimpse and trying to hear a piece of the trial and the case against Lori Vallow Daybell. Such was the scene this morning as a last-minute hearing was convened. The participants gathered, unaware of how the arguments they were about to make would affect the very fabric of the Lori Vallow Daybell case. Presiding over the hearing was Judge Stephen Boyce, a man determined to address the matter at hand, the legal definition of the term victim. Why this? Well, the issue was of paramount importance, for it would dictate who would be allowed to sit in and listen to certain portions of testimony and evidence in the case, and potentially influence a witness's testimony when called to the stand. Would listening to certain evidence or testimony alter the course of justice? Of course, Lori Vallow Daybell, the woman at the center of it all, was present alongside her attorneys, Jim Archibald and John Thomas, making her first public appearance in Ada County. The stage was set. The arguments were about to unfold. The prosecution, led by Madison County Prosecutor Rob Wood, made its case, arguing that the court's interpretation of a victim should encompass anyone who suffers emotional harm as a result of an offense. Wood pointed to JJ's grandparents, Kay and Larry Woodcock, as fitting this definition, advocating for their right to watch the entire trial. But the prosecution did not stop there. Wood went on to argue that Lori's sister, Summer Shiflett, and Lori's son, Colby Ryan, should also be considered victims. Shiflett is the aunt of JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan, while Colby Ryan is the half-brother of the two deceased children. The defense, however, had a very different perspective. They countered that only Colby Ryan, as a sibling of the deceased victims, truly fit the legal definition of a victim. Lori's defense team, led by Archibald, claimed that aunts and grandparents should not be considered victims. Archibald, should be noted, also has no soul. I'm kidding. He's doing his job. I will certainly give him that. He is zealously defending his client in court, no matter how ludicrous the claim may be. The grandparents, by the way, helped raise JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan for a good portion of their lives. So, yes, they are certainly victims. The defense then brought up the children of Tammy Daybell, suggesting that they too would fit the legal definition of victims. However, Archibald mentioned that he did not believe they planned to attend the trial. As the arguments continued, Archibald delved into the intricacies of Idaho adoption laws, making the case that since JJ's biological parents had relinquished their legal parental rights, Kay Woodcock was no longer legally JJ's grandmother. Because that's how everyone looks at relationships. With the arguments laid out before him, Judge Boyce now faces the task of considering the positions presented by both sides. He'll issue a written ruling determining who will be considered a victim in the case and, therefore, who will be permitted to be present during certain portions of testimony. The ruling is expected by early next week. The prosecution and defense have been instructed to submit supplemental briefings to the judge by 5 p.m. Friday. As the wheels of justice continue to turn in the Lori Vallow Daybell case, the outcome of this hearing may very well shape the future of the trial and determine whose voices will be heard in that solemn courtroom. For now, we wait with bated breath for Judge Boyce's decision as the fate of those involved hangs very delicately in the balance.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It's going to be a wild ride starting next week with the trial. We're going to have all the coverage we can possibly bring you right here, so be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss a moment of it. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.